Crypto-Cuffed, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Arrested in the Bahamas, Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of the collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX.
The Bahamas Attorney General's office says it received formal notification from the U.S. of criminal charges against him, adding the U.S. is likely to request his extradition. A tweet from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York explains the arrest was made at the request of the U.S. government based on a sealed indictment officials expect to unseal Tuesday morning.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Bankman-Fried was scheduled to testify virtually to the House Financial Services Committee on Tuesday. Twitter CEO Elon Musk has released internal documents confirming the Justice Department went to Twitter prior to the 2020 election to warn that Hunter Biden's laptop was a Russian disinformation tactic. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan accusing the Justice Department of intimidating social media platforms into suppressing the story. And he tells Fox's Hannity Congress will investigate.
Yeah, we got to look into this and how political that Justice Department has become.
Meanwhile, Musk has disbanded Twitter's Trust and Safety Committee.
Twitter's independent advisory board was made up of nearly 100 civil, human rights and other groups. It was formed back in 2016 to address issues that came up on the platform, like hate speech, child exploitation and suicide. The council was supposed to meet with Twitter representatives Monday night, but some council members told reporters Twitter said in an email the council is being dissolved. That email did say going forward, ideas from council members would be welcome. But the members who came forward say they spoke on condition of anonymity because they're concerned about retaliation.
Fox's Jill Nato. Wall Street Monday, the Dow gained 528 points, NASDAQ up 139, the S&P 500 closing 56 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Blizzard is dumping heavy snow on parts of Colorado, Nebraska, Wyoming, Montana, and South Dakota. Some areas could get up to 2 feet. Further south, that same weather system has destructive potential.
There'll be a threat for at least a couple tornadoes overnight across North Texas and a good chunk of western to southern Oklahoma.
It's Jeremy Grams at the National Weather Service, the man accused of building the bomb that brought down Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, 34 years ago this month in a Washington courtroom on Monday.
Abu Aguila Mohammed Massoud appeared before a magistrate judge in D.C. Federal prosecutors said they would not seek the death penalty against him. Massoud was charged with destruction of an aircraft resulting in death, aiding and abetting that destruction, and destruction of a vehicle used in international travel resulting in death.
This is justice.
Stephanie Bernstein's husband was one of the 270 people killed.
He is going to be prosecuted on our soil for the murder of 190 American citizens, including my husband.
Massoud, a Libyan intelligence explosives expert, was charged by U.S. prosecutors 2 years ago after they got a copy of an interview he gave to Libyan officials in which he admitted building the Pan Am bomb. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Congress has until Friday to approve a measure to keep the government operating. Spending authority runs out at midnight Friday, the White House expressing confidence.
We believe there is still enough time to get that done. This is something that Congress was able to do this time last year in a bipartisan way. But if they need extra days to get there, so be it.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Sam Brenton, the Deputy Assistant Secretary at the Energy Department, who's been charged with stealing luggage at two separate airports, is out of that job. No longer a Department of Energy employee, according to a department spokesperson, who would not say whether Brenton had resigned or been fired. Monday Night Football, Patriots beat the Cardinals 27-12. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.